Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomen. Right now, our guest is Giuliani Tamirazi, and she is the president of the Iraqi Relief Council, the Iraqi Christian Relief Council. The website is victimsofisis.org. Giuliana, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jerry, for having me on. It's an honor to be with you.
Oh, well, my honor. Now, just briefly, for your own background, you are originally, you were born in Iran, but you escaped from the Middle East, and now you're helping Christians from Iraq, as well as the whole region,
yes.
I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely. You see, my ethnicity is, I'm not Persian, I'm an Assyrian. So Assyrians are the children of the same Ninevites that repented from their ways through Jonah, the prophet.
Yeah.
And the Assyrians, after the fall of the kingdom, four centuries before Christ, we have lived in the mercy of our overlords across the region in today's Middle East, former Mesopotamia. And this is why my ancestral homeland is northern Iraq. That's why, although I escaped the region, I never forgot about my people and our plight, and I have dedicated my entire life to this cause.
And there has been a Christian community in Iraq, in Iran, in all these different countries for centuries. I mean, before Muhammad was even born. And yet, just in our time, we're seeing many of these communities being decimated.
Yes, we, as Assyrians, were the first people to convert to Christianity through St. Thomas the Apostle. We still speak the language of Christ, Aramaic, till today. There are only about 4 million of us left in the world. And we have paid a heavy price for being Christians, not only under Muslims for the last 14 centuries, but even before that, under the Persian Empire. Our churches were destroyed, our clergy and our people were beheaded because of our faith in Christ. And then, of course, after the rise of Islam and the conquest of Islam, we completely became devastated.
Huh. Well, just to put things in perspective, in our time, I was looking on your website, and again, people can see victimsofisis.org. They were saying, okay, in 2003, the Christian population of Iraq was 1.4 million. By 2014, that number had shrunk from 1.4 million to 350,000, and now it's estimated at 250,000. So this is a terrible tragedy just in our time.
Absolutely. And in fact, now as you and I speak, the number has dwindled down to 200,000 approximately in Iraq. In front of our eyes, over 1.2, 1.3 million people have become displaced. Our women have been sold in sex slavery. Our children are missing. Our men, many of them have been executed. And the displacement, the breakdown of family, has just devastated my community as well as just the persecution. It has, they have destroyed our churches. And these churches, as you mentioned earlier, Jerry, these churches are over 1400, 1500 years old. Now the villages, now the Christian towns have been liberated. And in many of them, for the first time in 2.5 years, the church bells have been rung again, once again after 2.5 years.
Oh, okay. Well, what's happened? They're fighting back against ISIS? I mean, who specifically has been liberating the churches then?
The Iraqi military, the Iraq Special Forces, the ISF, joined forces with a Christian militia called Nineveh Plain Protection Unit. And they helped liberate towns called, they're in the Nineveh Plain area, which is right outside Mosul. And they liberated these towns, although majority of the fighting fell on the shoulders of the Iraqi military, obviously, because they are sophisticated and well-equipped. But the Assyrian brave men also joined forces, and now they're keeping those areas secure. Hmm. There are 5 to 6 villages that have been liberated, but only one is completely secure.
Hmm.
Given that fact that the security is still not completely 100% in the other villages, there are hundreds of families that are returning to ground zero, to the homes that they now see are destroyed, to the churches that have been bombed and destroyed. But people still are starting to return slowly to these cities.
Huh. John Kerry is our Secretary of State. I don't always agree with him, but he said this, and this I agree with his perspective on this point. They kill Christians because they're Christians. He's talking about ISIS. they kill Yazidis because they are Yazidis, and they kill Shia because they are Shia. Your comment on that quote?
He is correct, and we fought long and hard. My organization, Iraqi Christian Relief Council, along with the organization I work for, the Philos Project, we worked tirelessly to encourage Secretary Kerry to call this a Christian genocide because the State Department was refusing to call this a Christian genocide. They were just relying on the Yazidi one, which was not fair at all. So we pushed for months, and we're happy that he finally declared it our genocide as well. However, Jerry, nothing has come of it. We expected that some policies would be passed. Nothing has been passed for us. We expected funding to be increased or the United Nations to take a stand, and none of this has happened. This is why a lot of this is falling on small organizations' shoulders like mine to carry the weight. That's why we work round the clock, truly. We activists are working tirelessly to keep this issue alive and help raise funds for the winter, because winter is upon these people, and these people have been living in northern Iraq. They've been living in refugee camps, in shipping containers, Jerry. Shipping containers that don't have windows, don't have any ventilation. They don't have any privacy. They have bathrooms that are in the community center. They have to walk through the whole community center to take showers or to go to the bathroom. Their kitchens are man-made, and they're outside their little shipping containers. The ones that are outside Iraq, they are living in ghettos, in slums. And we visited them. I go to the region often. And it's devastating. And I really, really encourage your listeners to show their solidarity with the persecuted church in the Middle East by going to the website victimsofisis.org to see some of these images and take a stand and help.
Yeah. When you say most of the Christians have been displaced in Iraq, that doesn't mean they've been killed, but many of them had to go into refugee camps like this that you're talking about. And by the way, I'm sure that some Christians are fleeing Syria, and in some cases perhaps going to Iraq only because it's, you know, geographically close.
Yes, there. In the beginning, in fact, in 2014, we had... See, in 2003, a lot of Assyrian Christians escaped to Syria. Those who could afford it, they went to Jordan, Syria, and Lebanon. And those who had fled to Syria, who were not able to go to the east, to the west, to America or Canada, and they were trapped in Syria, they decided to return. And they came back to Iraq, where is really the ancestral homeland.
Yeah.
And they remained there, yes.
Huh.
Not all, but some have returned, yes.
Yeah, and you have something called Operation Return to Nineveh. Tell us about that.
Operation Return to Nineveh, we started that, we launched it on November 15th. This is to help address the basic necessities that people who are returning to these destroyed homes, who are returning to those churches that are destroyed, to help fund their mattresses, their winter needs, their blankets, there's the electricity, the infrastructure is completely broken down. Mm. So what we provide these people with is space heaters that are run on gas so they can keep warm during the winter time. We also, in the past, in 2014, we helped 130,000 Christians in Iraq alone. In 2015, we expanded. We helped 155,000 in the region. We would like to do the same this winter for these people to keep them warm. You see, Jerry, they're returning back. For the last 2.5 years plus, they have lived in limbo with the idea of returning home, with the love of returning home. But now that they're going back to their homes, they're seeing everything destroyed. They're going back to ground zero, and this is where the heartache first begins, or it's going to be more profound for them, because a lot of them are returning without their mothers who have been sold in sex slavery. A lot of them are missing their fathers because they were executed. So this is where we step in. We provide them with their basic necessities. And also, not only that's not only what we're looking for through Operation Return to Nineveh. We're also looking for churches, to adopt churches, to rebuild them. Because when they first fled the Nineveh Plain and their towns, when they went to Erbil and Duhok, which are the other towns in northern Iraq that were safe, that remained safe from ISIS, they fled to the churches. They lived in churches for months. They lived on these church pews that were wooden for months. Now they're going back. They're going back to these churches that are destroyed, and they're starting to live there because their homes are not livable at this time. Wow. Because the structure of the churches are still intact. Yes, they're burnt, and the furniture is destroyed. Either, you know, the Syriac writing is destroyed. But the structure is intact in many cases. So we want to help Western Church adopt the Eastern Church and help rebuild the places of worship, the sanctuary of these people.
Yeah. And people can get more information at victimsofisis.org. What is the goal of ISIS? It's, you know, I'm glad to hear, by the way, that they are not succeeding as well as they were, you know, in months earlier.
Their goal is world domination. There's no
sugarcoating it.
Other goal that they have. They want to make the entire world Islamic, and according to their Islamic faith, according to their Sharia law, which is not even forgiving their own Shiite Muslims, right? And they execute Sunni Muslims that rise against that form of Sharia law, the purest form of Islam. Yes, we are defeating ISIS as an organization, but to me, that's an ideology that continues to live on in the hearts and minds of the jihadists.
Yeah.
And the only way, I believe, in my humble opinion, we can defeat that ideology, first and foremost, is through Jesus Christ himself. He is the answer. Gospel is the answer in this case. But also engaging the moderate Muslims, the Muslims who don't ascribe to this terrible, terrible form of living in religion, to help it implode from within, to really promote dialogue, to promote coexistence, as we all humans should honor each other and live. But it has to come from within their own religion, I believe.
Hmm. The Obama administration, now this may be slightly off topic since we're focusing on the Christians of Iraq, but as far as Syria is concerned, there have been many thousands of Syrian refugees brought in by the Obama administration, and yet I've seen statistics where they say that less than 1% of those are Christians, and yet a lot of the victims of the persecution in Syria are Christians.
Exactly. Well, we all know that Obama administration has never been friendly to the Christian cause. They have tried at every corner, at every turn, to undermine us, undermine our values, and it's evident here in this case as well. That they
even
don't
when
allow
lives
Christians
are at stake.
To come in.
Even when lives are at stake. I mean, it's just so, it's so shameful, frankly.
It truly is, because America was founded on the grounds of religious persecution. People fled to America, and they took a stand, and they created this beautiful country that I call home now, that gave shelter to those that were persecuted. And today, we see Obama administration completely breaking that ideology, and only really handpicking who he wants to bring in. And to me, his mission is to change the demographic in this country, to bring in more Muslims here, because we know a majority of Muslims vote for his party.
Yeah.
Not all, but most.
Right.
And he does everything he can to change that. And, you know, I'm a former refugee, as you mentioned. I escaped Iran. But when I came to America, I came to this land with utmost joy. I assimilated, I integrated, I honored the Constitution.
Good for you.
And I submitted to the laws of this country. I brought my values, my Christian values with me, my ethnic Assyrian identity, but I didn't want it to take over this country. And a lot of these Muslims that come, they bring their Sharia law, they bring their way of life, and they expect us to live like they do.
Yeah, and the amazing thing is,
way of life.
Yeah, if their country was so great and their values were so great, how come they had to flee their country of origin? You know, I'm serious. But anyway, we have less than a half a minute to go. How about any comments about the new incoming administration and maybe your hopes for that?
Pleased. I'm very pleased that Mr. Trump is going to be our next president. He has shown a lot of support for what we are seeking. We are seeking to create a safe haven, a province for all minorities, for them to continue existing in Iraq, because that's their ancestral homeland. And you can learn more on victimsofisis.org about that. But I really plead with your listeners and with you, Jerry, not to forget about these people, especially now that Thanksgiving is coming up, especially now that the winter is upon us. These people really need us, and we are a transparent organization that have been on the ground doing a lot of great work, thanks be to God, through His grace.
Wow. Thank you so much for being with us, Juliana Tamarazzi. Appreciate it. God bless you now.
Thank you, and you as well. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you now. Bye-bye.